Tenfold was, for 19 years, a counting house clerk. The counting house was in the town of Decimal, which was a market town in a river valley. Even by the kingdom standards, or market towns were common, Decimal had an unusually large counting house. The counting house tallied grain shipments, wool bales, salt barrels, and copper ingots for every merchant in three provinces. The volume of counting was, by decimal standards, enormous. On a busy autumn day, the counting house clerks would tally tens of thousands of individual items. Tenfold, whose given name was Deck, though everyone called her Tenfold after her 10th year as a clerk, was the senior clerk in her counting house's third room. The third room handled grain. Grain was, of all the things the counting house tallied, the most numerous. A single grain shipment could be 10,000 bushels. The central tool of the counting house was the bead frame. A bead frame, in Decimal's tradition, was a wooden rectangle the size of a tea tray. It had 10 horizontal wires stretched across it. Each wire held 10 wooden beads. The bottom wire was the ones. The wire above it was the tens. The wire above that was the hundreds. And so on, up to 10 million on the top wire. To count items, you slid beads from left to right along the appropriate wire. When the ones wire had 10 beads on the right, you slid them all back to the left and slid one bead on the tens wire to the right. 10 ones became 110. The principle continued upward. 10 tens became 100. 10 hundreds became 1,000. Each position was worth 10 times the position below it. This is place value. It is the foundation of how numbers are written. Tenfold had used the bead frame from the age of 11, when she had been apprenticed to the counting house. By the time she was 13, she could mentally calculate four-digit additions while sliding the beads with one hand. By the time she was 20, she did not need the bead frame for most calculations. She had internalized its structure. The bead frame was no longer in my hands. It had moved into my head. When I saw a number written down, say 347, I no longer saw a sequence of digits. I saw three beads on the hundreds wire, four beads on the tens wire, seven beads on the ones wire. 300s plus 4 tens plus 7 ones. 347. This is the load-bearing realization. The way we write numbers, using 10 digits in positions, is a compressed representation of a bead frame. Each position is a wire. Each digit tells you how many beads are on that wire. When Tenfold was 32, the counting house received its first delegation of children from the new Numberverse Academy. The academy had been founded that year to teach children the foundations of number. The academy master, a tall, thin man named Number, visited Tenfold's third room.
"I have heard you can teach place value. We need a teacher."
"I can teach the bead frame. Place value is just the bead frame written down."
"Then you are appointed."
Tenfold has been the academy's teacher of place value for 13 years. She still carries a small bead frame to every class. She begins every first day lesson the same way. This is a bead frame. It has 10 wires. The bottom wire is the ones. The wire above is the tens. The wire above that is the hundreds. Watch. I slide one bead on the ones wire. That is one. I slide another. That is two. I keep going until I have 10 beads on the ones wire. Then I slide them all back to the left, and I slide one bead on the tens wire. 10 ones is 110. This is how numbers work. Every position is worth 10 times the position to its right. The number 347 is three hundreds, four tens, seven ones.
The digits tell you how many beads on each wire. That is the whole trick. That is the only trick. The children always find this interesting. They had thought numbers were arbitrary symbols. Tenfold is showing them that numbers have a structure, and the structure is a bead frame, and the bead frame is just the rule that 10 of one thing becomes 1 of the next thing up. Once you see the wires, you will see them everywhere, in money, in measurements, in the years and the decades and the centuries. The structure is the same. 10 of one thing becomes 1 of the next.